This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. With the polar vortex having made a couple of appearances so far this year, it's hard to imagine warmth, but today I'm going to talk about ways to warm up your soil faster in the spring. First, let's talk climate zone. Essentially, the upper Midwest is divided into zones from 3B to 5A, with 20 to 40 below zero the lows, and some southern portions could squeak by a zone 5. Check out my website, gardenbite.com, where I have a climate zone map on the front page. Tomatoes need the soil warm. You can kick that into high gear by warming your soil early. The easiest way to do that is with black plastic. Secure it over your garden site several weeks before the last frost date for your area. Remember, these are averages. If we get warmer or colder temperatures into spring, that will make a difference. I do not recommend leaving the black plastic on after planting. For one thing, you won't get the full benefit of rainwater. It does not break down, and I've had issues with ants living under the plastic. If you want to use something for the weeds, then use fabric. It breathes better. You could also build raised beds. The soil warms up quicker in them as well. For the best results, take the soil's temperature. Now, if you want to grow potatoes, then you can plant those earlier than our frost dates. You just need to be able to work the soil. Potatoes can be planted 3 to 4 weeks before our frost date. A fun tip for salad green planting is to scatter a mix of seed in early March and just let it sit. It'll work its way into the soil of your garden, and when the time comes, you'll see it sprout and be well ahead of your neighbor's veggie garden. Find out more on gardenbite.com. And tell me what you think of my newly revamped website, which is now mobile friendly. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.